ni, taloha ni, talofa lava, mahalo le soifu, malelangi e mama, ki orana, mahalo e lelei, whakalofa lahi atu, talofa, kouku mele mele puka, meo, mai te ama, e momo lava pikia, pe te tato tamana e talangi, mo tana tauhinga, mana hoka manuianga, mo ki tato uma. O te ola ma te mahaloe ku maua ki tātou, o ka tino ina tātou tamohaina bēnei. Ia. Once again, warm Pacific greetings to all our listeners. You are tuned in and listening to Te Ama Radio on Planet FM 104.6 or live streaming online at www.planetaudio.org.nz. Or if you missed the broadcast, listen for the next 7 days at www.planetaudio.org.nz/Te Ama Pacifica House. Better yet, you can download our weekly shows on the Planet FM website. On Te Ama Radio, we promote health and well-being and raise awareness about the community services available throughout our communities. Te Ama are proud to promote health and welfare for Pacifica families right here in New Zealand. At Te Ama, we actively encourage and invite guests who are working in public health or making a difference in their communities, whether it be in education, employment, sports, religion, social justice, and so forth. This radio show is for Pacifica people and for those who are serving our Pacifica population to improve health and welfare outcomes. We have been blessed to have had some amazing and passionate guests share about themselves, their passions and work, and also the difference they are making to promote and enhance the quality of services for our Pacific people and their families right here in Aotearoa, New Zealand. Mahalo ni, te ama.
Te ama. Welcome to Te Ama Radio Show. This is Falefanga Malo Mele Mele Puka, and I am your producer for today. Also introducing to you our host, Catherine Henry. Talo Falava, and a very warm welcome to all our listeners again. I trust that you all had an enjoyable long week and happy and healthy and some beautiful good activities. I am looking forward for this morning's discussions because today is that time of the week with our favorite Talanoa Te Ama Pacifica, like mine's like mine. And so before we continue on, as usual, we will start our program with a word of prayer.
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for keeping us safe and our families safe as we lay our head each night on our pillow, not knowing if we will wake up to greet another day. But here we are, Lord, being blessed by that breath of life that you have given us, that we are so grateful for the another opportunity to live again, to be with those that we love and to draw closer to you, Lord. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who shed his blood for us to give us hope, to give us salvation, to be in harmony with you once again, Lord. So we are so grateful, Lord, that today we ask that your Spirit be with us and to those who are listening, that your words come through us to touch those who need that message to help them to get through what it is that they're dealing with in our topic today. Lord, we thank you once again for this opportunity, for life, in your blessed, mighty, wonderful name, Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Someone said that in this life
falava, te ama Pacifica, like minds, like mine. We support a public awareness campaign. It is a must. It is fundamentally wrong that a vulnerable group in our society should be continually subjected to the comments and actions of those who possess an outcast mentality. We are optimistic enough to believe that a well-informed New Zealand public will then realize that people with mental illness are people whom we should nurture and value. What does like mine and the logo mean? That the mathematical symbol in the logo represents greater than and equal to. It is used to indicate that those with experience of mental illness are greater than discrimination and equal to others. The slogan like mine is a play on the phrase we are all of one mind. It indicates that mental illness can happen to you, me, or anyone. The Maori slogan, whakaitia te whakawhiu I te tangata, can be translated as reduce your potential to discriminate. One in three New Zealanders will experience mental illness this year. That's a lot of Kiwis. It could be you, your family, workmates, or friends, or even me. One of the biggest challenges for people experiencing mental illness is stigma and discrimination. Discrimination is treating a person a certain way because of the group they belong to, rather than on their personal merit. It can feel like a constant heavy weight that makes life more challenging. But it doesn't have to be that way. You can be part of changing this. Discrimination is one of the biggest barriers to recovery from an experience of mental illness. Whether you are part of a sport club, school, marae, or your own book club, you can support someone's recovery and inclusion. What is discrimination? Discrimination is when someone is treated a certain way because of the group they belong to, rather than one on their personal merits. Negative discrimination occurs when someone acts or behaves badly toward others based on stereotyped or prejudiced beliefs. Discrimination can occur in many areas, including mental health services and by friends and families. It can prevent people from having full access to education, employment, and housing. There are two types of discrimination, direct and indirect. Direct discrimination occurs when someone is treated differently because of their experience of mental distress. For example, if someone is not given a job because they open up about their experience of mental illness, indirect discrimination occurs when a situation designed for one group of people doesn't cater for another group. For example, a person with agoraphobia who works as a customer services phone operator from their house is now required to work from the company office. The consequence of discrimination is that it prevents people from taking part in the opportunities and privileges of daily life available to others. Mental illness discrimination prevents people seeking help, delays treatment, impairs recovery, isolates people, excludes people from day-to-day activities, and stops people getting jobs. It is often linked to other forms of discrimination, such as racism or cultural discrimination. A range of approaches and methods will be used for program delivery. One, increase the leadership of individuals and groups with experience of mental illness to deliver the program's outcomes. Two, assist organizations to adopt policies and practices that prevent discrimination against people with experience of mental illness. Use all forms of media, such as this radio, to change discriminatory attitudes and behavior towards people with experience of mental illness. So, with the host, Catherine Henry, we're going to share what we have observed and noticed with regards to this like minds, which we do support, and this public awareness campaign. It is a must, which is, it is wrong when we look at people who have been diagnosed with mental issues or mental illness, you know, to be treated, and especially discovering the behavior and attitudes of people, public, families, friends towards loved ones who are experiencing difficulties because of mental illness. Welcome. Kia ora nan.
Kia ora na whale. Thank you. Morning, everyone. I hope you've all had a good long weekend, feeling energized and vitalized to start a new day. Yeah, and today's topic, it is a sensitive topic, definitely. You know, because we've got to consider that everyone's mindset is different, you know, and how they cope that. Yeah, just being there for those, you know, by putting yourself to be able to understand, you know, due to your own experience. We've all suffered from mental illness in some level in our lives, you know, and just being able to be here to share and hoping that based on my experiences that, people can relate and understand that it is a big problem and not many people are able to come out and talk about it because it is a sensitive topic.
Very sensitive. So I thank God that we are able to share, you know, our experience like you've just said to the audience. You know, you can only speak having going through that experience and relate, you know, to those that we cared for who are going through it right now and recovering from depression, you know, like mental health is everybody's business.
That's right.
And there is no health without mental health.
That's right.
We can't talk about spiritual health where some of us are very strong in Christians, you know, their lives, living their spiritual life and lacking understanding, you know, the mental health and physical health,
yes,
and also emotional health.
So
that's the saying that we have, there's no health without mental health.
Yes.
Yeah. So everything begins in the mind.
In the mind, yeah? That's right. It does. You know, so like with our slogan, like minds like mine, you know, it says, know me before you judge me, you know, definitely, and to be there and stay involved, and what you do makes a difference. So just little steps like that, it can really, you know, help those that are hopeful and you know, to give them the possibility to move forward in what they're dealing with, you know, to overcome, you know. But as coming in together as a community with that same mindset, you know, we're able to understand those who are dealing with mental illness, because it could be on any level, like I said. It could be in the workplace, could be dealing with relationship or based on the culture, your religion, you know. Yeah, and it is hard. It is hard for those out there, and if they're not able to be able to share with anyone that's able to give their time to hear them out, to understand them, then of course it can go to your spiral somewhere where it's not good, it's not healthy for them mentally, physically and spiritually. So we have to be open-minded about that. Yeah,
I like that slogan, be there and stay involved. And like, you don't have to say anything.
Yes.
You know, when you're supporting somebody, and just your presence is very, very powerful in the way that you are there. You show that you care. You know,
that's right.
Yeah, I really like that slogan.
You know, like for example, you know, in the workplace when I used to work, I did come across a lot of people that you know, that I dealt with that was struggling in the workplace. You know, like some, for instance, who were migrating from another country coming into, you know, New Zealand and wanting that fresh start in life, you know, and it was difficult for them to adapt to the changes of this European lifestyle, you know, and then coming into the workplace, the barrier that they struggled with would be like the language, English, you know?
Yes.
Yeah, and they would find it hard with their communication on trying to teach the ropes on how to get the work done and all of that. And a lot of people just couldn't be bothered to have that patience to work with them, to help them along that way, that you started to see those people that would withheld and drift back and weren't motivated to be able to complete the task that was given to them because they felt like that they weren't worthy and incapable, you know, of doing the task because they weren't getting that support, you know. Yet, you know, I find out, you know, all it takes is just one person, you know, just to be there, just to give them a smile, give them a pat on the back. You got this, don't worry, you know, it's okay, you know, or watch me, you know, just to give them a little bit of your time, you know, just to that positive energy, you know, that some of these people that I've noticed in, back in the days that I worked with, you know, thought that they couldn't thrive and get through. Some of them are now managers of the companies that they're working with now, you know, or they've moved on and they're actually successful in their life, you know, and have achieved greater, you know, higher goals. So, yeah, it's your attitude. It's the way you address people, you know, like it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 11, therefore comfort one another and build one another just as you are also doing, you know. So, yeah, it's just, it makes a big difference if you're there, you know, just be there, be involved, include them. Yeah,
that's a very good thank you for sharing that. It's very encouraging. Yeah. So can you just read it again, please?
Of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 11, therefore comfort one another and build one another just as you also are doing. You know,
I like that word, comfort.
Comfort, yes.
And it goes with our slogan, be there.
That's
and stay
right.
involved.
That's right.
So just being around, it's comforting.
Comforting, exactly. Yeah. To build each other up,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
To strengthen, to guide. Yeah, that comfort, it says, that word sums it all up.
Yes.
Comforting, yeah.
Yeah, because like now with your experience, you know, helping someone who may be talking to you about depression, and how did we come out of that depression? You know, that's the thing they want to know while they're in it, and we can pull them out, you know. Physically, sometimes we do, you know,
yes.
Just hold their hand and say, it's okay, sister.
Yes.
You know, you'll be there. We'll make it together.
Yes.
I've been there.
Yes,
yeah?
Me too, sister.
And look at me, you know, and it's okay. Whatever you need, and like you said, that comfort word and just being there, that's very powerful.
Yes, it is.
Then what? Yeah.
I mean, you don't really even have to say anything. I mean, just being there, you know, for them just to at least have a shoulder just to lean on or just to cry, you know, it's nothing, you know, it doesn't make you feel even less by expressing your feelings and your emotion through tears, you know. We've all done that. And it's good. It helps. You know, it's part of the healing process. But as long as you just give your time, give your shoulder for that person to lean on, you know, your presence does make a difference too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So just to make them feel comfortable to open up.
Yes, and when they ask a question, we're ready to answer.
Yes, that's right, because we can relate. We've all been suffering in some level. We've all had our moments, our stress, our problems that we're dealing with, and we always needed someone to confide in and seek comfort to be able to vent out, you know, and, yeah, that's how we can only grow stronger. And to unify together, you know, it makes us, you know, strong as a whole, you know. As I was saying in that scripture, you know, therefore comfort one another, build one another just as you are also doing.
Yeah. Thank you so much, you know, for sharing that, because people may not realize, you know, the harmful effects of stigma, because, you know, stigma and discrimination, stigma, it's a behavior towards those people, and discrimination is an attitude.
Yes.
You know, and so when you look at the harmful effects of stigma, and, you know, to treating people like that, and especially our loved ones, you know, friends. I've known and heard a lot of people, families sharing, especially when we do our presentations out there in the community, and to talk openly about it, and we say it's okay to talk openly about mental health, mental illness. It's okay, everybody suffers some kind of, you know, mental illness, mental health issues.
That's
in fact, everyone.
Yes,
you know?
Yes.
Not just one or two. The last research was one out of three. You know, and that's a lot.
That's alarming, to know. Yeah. So, we've all experienced it on some level, you know. We've got to remember that's of the mind, you know, your way of thinking. You know, you've got to put yourself in their shoes, you know, because, you know, what it's like. How would you cope to deal with such situation? You know, you have to put yourself in their shoes, because we can relate. We all can relate. And we've got to pretty much express that it's, you know, to exercise that thought that it's okay to seek help. You know, there are foundations that are out there that is able to provide the support and help that's required, you know, but for the families, you know, because I know it's not easy because it is a sensitive topic and everyone's always worried about what other people may think when you're seeking that kind of help, that thinking that, oh, you must have a problem if you can't deal with it, you know, but there is help. And yeah, with the, it's good with this campaign, this foundation, to educate the families within the home, you know, so they too can go out there and yeah, be there whenever someone needs that support too, in the public, in the society. So it's good.
Yeah, because of the effects, you know, of stigma. For an example, you know, the loved ones who suffer mental illness, they have that feeling of shame, you know, hopelessness and isolation. You know, we don't want to make them go into that, right, and into themselves, and where you can't pull them out, because they can be quite serious.
Yes.
You know, if you can't pull them out because they're in their dark place. So it's really up to us,
yes,
you know, to help them out of that dark place. If we don't, it's because we continue to not having that understanding, you know, a lack of education, you know, the public, yes, the families, loved ones. And that's why some of them are reluctant to ask for help, you know, and to get treatment, because they already being looked at.
That's right.
Yeah.
No, I can relate, sister. Yeah, sister. I mean, that was me once upon a time, you know, definitely. I was in a place where it was so dark that, you know, I felt ashamed, you know, that if I came out and wanted to seek help, that they would look, you know, less of me, you know, or think belittle of me, you know, because, you know, it's something I should have just taken on the chin and be able to shake it off and move forward. But it was more deeper than that, and I just needed at least one person to be able to be, you know, understanding, just to hear me out, let me explain what I'm going through, and just here's to, yeah, to help me in that journey, you know. So, but you're right, there is people out there that is able to, you know, to help those who are struggling, who feels like that they can't come out and share, or at least be able to talk about it. There are help there. There are people that is willing to give you that time to share. They can relate, because we've all been through it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And also, for especially us as Pacific Islands, and also we are known to be Christians, and we should have that understanding and that compassion towards one another. You know, like the slogan again, know me before you judge me.
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
Know me, just at least a smile.
That's,
you know,
right.
It doesn't cost anything.
Yes.
And respect costs nothing.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah.
Those beautiful words, comforting words, you know, and also just the way your conduct, you know, can help a lot. Like, know me before you judge
me. That's right.
You haven't even spoken to me, you know? Like what you were just about to say, don't judge
a book by its cover.
Yeah.
Yes, that's right, you know. And we go through that all the time. Doesn't matter where we are, you know, people would always discriminate you, judge you, and, you know, in that way, you know. But please, you know, to all our listeners out there, you know, I mean, we know if we put ourselves into their shoes, we wouldn't like that. You know, it's not right to judge others. Get to know one another first, you know, because if you don't, they can also lead to being excluded from things, you know, that people would like to be involved in, you know, by, yeah. It's the attitude, it's the behavior that makes a difference. It does, positive.
Talking about attitude and behavior, you know, we met a lot of women who we are helping, like, through now, and most of them had been bullying. I mean, to be straight up, it's sad to hear and to see them being bullied by their own husbands, you know, their own families, you know, their own friends, you know, things like that, when they should, like, get to know, you know, the person more and try to offer help. Obviously, the close ones, you know, to our loved ones, we can see some changes.
Yes.
So it's up to us to offer that help.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. To be able to help them, because that is a big issue, you know, definitely. I would say that I too, you know, had experienced that, you know, going through some tough times, you know. But it's, yeah, it's not right for us mothers, for us ladies out there, you know. Just gotta Yeah, seek that help. Realize that that behavior is not acceptable. We shouldn't tolerate that. You know, God has given us the life, the breath of life, that opportunity to come together, that, you know, to unify it as one in a relationship, you know, before Him. And we should be loving each other, you know, caring for one another. So for those that are in that kind of situation, you know, I would say seek counsel with the Lord, you know your value and love yourself, you know, and yeah, start that healing process on, yeah, by confiding with someone, even someone in your home, someone close to you, yeah, to start that process.
Yes, yeah. And reach out and ask for help, you know, don't be shy to ask for help. While we're here, there's a contact detail for Teyama, number 027-278-2929, Teyama 027-278-2929. Thank you for that, Catherine. Yes, because harassment is also another big issue, you know, and where it stops them from seeking help and treatments and things like that, and it also causes them to self-doubt, you know, the belief that you will never overcome, you know, their issues, mental illness, or be able to achieve what you want in life, which is so wrong.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then, yeah, that is a setback, and we don't want that for anyone to feel like that they're any less, you know. I mean, the Lord looks at us. He values us, you know. We are worthy in His eyes when, for us as mankind, we aren't, you know. But in saying that, because of that unabiding love, that unconditional love that He keeps, you know, showering upon us, you know, that loving nature that's within us, you know, it will make a difference, you know, and we should, you know, love ourselves as we love our neighbors, and yeah, just to continue to embrace the life that's given us and shouldn't waste it on all that negativity, you know, or wasteful thinking, you know. We should be coming together and supporting, uplifting, not to bring down anyone, you know, because of whatever that it is that they're dealing with. Everyone needs help, you know, so don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, don't be shy, you know. We're all going through that, we all need help, yeah.
You were talking about loving one another. It's the golden rules.
Yes.
What does it say? The golden rules. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just like in Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, do also to them.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's the one. So, know me before you judge me. What you do makes the difference.
Mm-hmm. Be there and stay involved.
Amen. So, Teyama Pacifica, likewise, we'll be going for our first break and we'll be right back. Teyama.
Yeah.
Tiama Pacifica, like mine. Stigma is when someone sees you in a negative way because of a particular characteristic of attribute such as skin color, cultural background, a disability, or mental illness. When someone treats you in a negative way because of your mental illness, this is discrimination. Welcome back, Catherine Henry.
Hello.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, sharing our own experiences with regards to, you know, harassment. That happens a lot, and then we see people, especially women that we speak to, you know, and you notice that they are able to talk openly to somebody who has actually been through that experience, which that's what Like Minds is all about. It's about educating the public to look at their behavior and their attitude towards people who has been diagnosed with mental illness. Because a lot of us are actually walking around and not being diagnosed. Do you know that? But everybody's mental illness is everybody's business.
It's everybody's
business. There is no health without mental illness.
That's right.
So therefore, you know, we all understand what it is. I mean, people get angry. Do you get angry sometimes?
Of course.
Do you get sad?
Yes, yeah. It's
and
the emotions.
Then you get happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's mental health.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, everything begins in the mind.
In the mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, all begins in the mind. Mm. It's all the thinking that all occurs in the mind.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, so the mind is wonderful because we can't see the mind, right?
No.
But we can see the brain.
Mm, that's the brain, yes.
Yeah? Mind is something that nobody can know. Mm. But that's where we do all the thinking. Yes. But then we can't see what it is. That's amazing.
Yes,
God created
it is.
That.
Yes.
And because he is the creator, only he knows.
Mm.
So the mind is what? Frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Right in front of here, that's where everything begins.
Mm.
So that's amazing.
It is.
So we can think and choose, you know, so we can think to love.
That's right.
Those who have been diagnosed.
That's right. God gave us that free will, that choice, you know, so it's up to us as an individual to make that right choice. Yeah.
Mm. And as you said, the golden rule. You know, love your neighbor as yourself.
That's right.
When you have that love of God in you, you know, the love of Jesus in you, who died on the cross for all of us.
For all of us, yes.
Not just for one. And also he died for all the sinners, which I'm one of.
Yes, me
praise
too.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
You know, and he healed me.
That's right.
I'm fine. You know, and he forgave me.
Yeah? That's right, yes.
So then we must also learn to love and forgive.
That's right. Follow in the steps of Jesus Christ, you know, he led the way. So, and that's what he wants us, to love thy neighbors as we love ourselves, you know.
That's the key.
That's the key. That's right, sister.
Mm. Yeah. Because of the, you know, people may not realize the harmful effects of stigma.
Mm.
You know, and I mean, when you look at the behavior, you know, of people and the attitude, the question is asked, what's normal?
Yeah.
So what is normal? How do you know that? Well, I can tell you, mental illness is normal, but the attitude and behavior is abnormal.
Mm.
So who is doing that? It's a so-called normal.
Normal.
Yeah? Mental illness is normal.
It is.
The stigma, discrimination is abnormal.
Mm.
Yeah?
Yes.
Because you choose to behave.
That's right. It's your choice. Yeah, it's your choice. That's why I say it's the free will, you know, on how you look at it and what you decide to do, you know. So, yeah. But for all those that are listening out there, like this, like Vale said, it's normal, you know, and we do have the choice to come out, seek the help, and for those to, you know, to get out there to educate those on to make the right choices when dealing with people that are suffering from mental illness.
Mm.
Yeah, it's all in the mind, yeah, making that right choice.
Put it that way, we all suffer some kind of, you know, health illness, you know, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. People get sick spiritually, right? Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
We see them all. If we're not careful, we can all be sick spiritually.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
But, for an example, we didn't choose to get sick, did we?
No.
No. It's because we are born in sin.
Sin, that's right.
Yeah? And so we'll die.
Mm.
But praise the Lord that Jesus came.
Yes.
To give us salvation, to save from sin.
Yes, amen.
You know, and to live a good life.
That's right.
Yeah, and it can only be from the Word of God, as you said. Love your neighbor as thyself. That's the only way that we can understand and support
our
loved ones who are suffering, you know, mental health issues. And so, dealing with stigma, and we need to help and love each other and get the mental health treatment that you need. You know, try not to let the fear of being labeled, you know, with a mental illness stop you from getting help.
That's,
that's another thing, being labeled.
No one likes that. No one likes to be classified as something that they're not, you know.
So, you know, don't believe it. Just don't believe it. And don't even hide away. Because many people with mental illness want to isolate themselves from the world.
And that's not healthy. You know, I know what it's like. I mean, it can just really bring more, you know, stress, and, you know, it's definitely, you know, it's not good for the mind, the heart, the soul, you know. So don't fall into that dark place. There is help. Seek that help.
Reach out, you know, to people you trust.
That's right.
Family, coaches or religious leaders can mean you get the support you need.
Yes.
You know, so once again, we'll just give out our details with Teama, 0272782929. You are not your illness. Remember that. Do not define yourself by your illness.
That's right.
As other people might, instead of saying, you know, oh, look at that person, you know, don't label them.
That's right.
Like that, you know. Because, you know, there is power in the language and how you use it. You know, so we just need to speak the language that shows, you know, those loved ones that they are cared for.
They're
being accepted, you know, and we are here, you know, to support them.
Just like you said before, it's your presence makes a difference, you know. Even though if it's not the words, your presence itself makes a big difference. And, of course, like was mentioned, it doesn't cost much to smile. You know, just to expose that positive energy to those, you know, and it will make a big difference to those that, you know, started their day off on a low note, but that can also uplift and enlighten them when they see, you know, that that caring nature of someone else that would help them, you know, to feel better in their day and, yeah, and be able to move forward. Yes.
Yes, well, Catherine, our host, we are come to the end of our time. It's almost up. Yes, and I know that some of our listeners would like to hear this conversation, of course, with our like minds like mine. And we'll continue to do that. And it's quite simple. All they need is to contact us, and changing ways and habits, attitudes and behavior, and eventually the world for the better.
Yes.
So that's the only way we can help to changing the world, right?
That's right. Like I said earlier on, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11, therefore comfort one another and build one another just as you also are doing. That word of comfort. Yes.
All right, so now our time is up, and we again close with a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, that you have given us this time. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your love. And thank you for the peace that you have placed in our hearts to be able to deliver this message, Lord. May you bless all our listeners until we meet again. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, Catherine, thank you again.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. And to all of those that are listening, I enjoy the rest of this blessed day. Be kind, love one another as you love yourselves.
God bless.
God bless.